There's a picture of Nikita Hand on almost every front page this morning, and most lead with the story that the photos illustrate. It was yesterday's appeals court decision dismissing all of the grounds on which Conor McGregor had attempted to overturn a finding that he had raped Ms. Hand. The papers covered the story from several angles. "Now I can move on and try to heal," says the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. "Don't be afraid to speak up," says the Irish Daily Star. "McGregor hit with €2 million rape bill," says the Irish Daily Mirror. "Nikita Hand to sue her ex-neighbours and McGregor," says the Irish Independent. That headline refers to statements by former neighbours of Ms. Hand, Samantha O'Reilly and Stephen Cummins, suggesting her extensive injuries had been inflicted by a former boyfriend. Ms. Hand described the statements as lies, and the matter has been referred to the Director of Public Prosecutions, writes the Independent. Mother brands Rooney Tribunal a sham. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Examiner. The article refers to yesterday's statement by the mother of Private Sean Rooney following the death sentence handed down by a Lebanese court for the killing of her son. Natasha Rooney points out that the convicted man has been untraceable and untraced for many years. She went on to criticise what she described as the systematic failings by the United Nations, the Irish Defence Forces and the Lebanese justice system. The Irish Times is covering what it calls the long-mooted plan to transform the National Concert Hall and is seeking reassurances from the government that it won't have to pay for it. The redevelopment, which has been costed at €78 million, could transform the Earlsford Terrace site and potentially the entire quarter of the city, writes the article. In internal documents seen by the paper, the NCH sought a guarantee that it would not have to contribute to the cost and also asked for extra payments to resolve legacy human resources issues. Tributes are paid in today's papers to actor and RTÉ broadcaster Sean Rocks, whose death was announced yesterday. The Irish Times radio critic Mick Heaney writes that Ireland's arts world has lost one of its greatest champions. He said the broadcaster's easy wit and big-hearted spirit belied a lifelong devotion to educating people about the richness of our culture. In The Independent, John Marr, who'd been reviewing albums on what would be Sean's last broadcast a week ago today, said his legacy lives on, not least amongst those who craft and toil and create.
And it's some legacy. Thank you, Lisa. It's 9 minutes past seven.